Welcome to Real Flix Reviews, like a book club for people who hate reading. This week's our theater pick, so we did It 2017, we did Lore's Season 1, Episode 1. This week we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and
hello,
Ryan Preston. Here's a description of It 2017. A group of bullied kids band together when a shape-shifting monster taking the appearance of a clown begins hunting children. And in the spirit of transparency, I was still moving this week and did not get a chance to see the movie.
He's a terrible human being.
I have way too much shit.
He's a horrible person. I'm going to jump into this one. You know, I was not one of those people that was traumatized by It. I was actually traumatized by different movies before I saw It as a kid. But
I want to know what movies he was traumatized by.
It didn't bother me at all. The one thing that always did bother me, for me, it was a letdown when they finally told you what It actually is.
But in general?
Yeah, just in general. I was like, really? This is kind of lame. But I actually got to say, I like the way that they did this one because it's like every 30 years it resurfaces. And that's kind of the plot of the movie.
27.
Yeah, whatever. Shut the hell up. Nobody's talking to you. So anyways.
His
so
math is
I
like a spelling.
Cool.
He rounds up.
I think it's 26. Wasn't it 26, Ryan? I don't think it's 27.
27.
All right, whatever, whore. So I thought that was a well-played move by them.
So they have the clown show up every 26, 27 years, depending on who you talk to, apparently.
Yeah, I'll say
and
30.
So
I don't give a shit.
Does it actually go through these kids' lives as they grow up?
No. Well, they kind of hint that they're going to. did that with the first one.
Does
but
this
no,
have any continuation?
These are the
with
same. The... No, this is the same story, just different.
Okay.
People. So it's just basically a copy of the first one.
Because I was hoping it would have continuation somehow with the first one somehow.
No, they... They did hint that they will be doing it again as like a sequel with this
well,
one.
Well,
but they did that with
the original one. The original movie, not the book, was broken up into two parts. I've never read the book, but I imagine like the book was you have the kids and then you have the adults. They all come back to the town 27 years later to sort of reface the demon monster, etc. But they're absolutely going to do a second one because that they've only told half the story so far. Yeah.
So before we continue too much, and Ryan,
according to IMDb, it's 30 years, Ryan.
So what's your rating, James?
30 years.
James?
30 years. What?
What's your rating?
I'm giving this one a 4.
Okay. Sorry, Ryan. I figured we should get James's.
And according to IMDb, it's 30 years, Ryan.
So,
and according to IMDb, it's 27.
That's adorable.
So, I'm sorry, Ryan, continue before James keeps
bugging. I
thought
you were getting a rating from him. Are we getting a rating from Ryan?
Yeah, but I wanted him to continue on his
part. Oh, okay. I'm waiting.
Ryan, my point about there's definitely going to be two movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was the end of that point. So, but no, see, like this was that movie, or the original It was that movie that fucking freaked me out as a kid. You know, like I think it was one of those that my cousins forced me to watch. I was probably 3 years old and was just like, oh shit, clowns. I guess I'm scared of that now. It all changed for me when I got a little older and I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show. Because once you see Tim Curry dancing around in drag, it kind of takes the magic away from it.
Makes you,
because that's all I see in my mind is a garter belt, you know, and those platform boots.
I'm not sure what that says about you when your first thought is thinking about his lower region. I mean, that's.
Have you seen Labyrinth?
I try not to.
Have you seen how sexy his legs are in Rocky Horror? Oh, I mean, come on.
Why?
Well.
I mean, when you shave them. You know.
I love Tim Curry just not that way.
I'm not saying Tim Curry's legs in Home Alone 2.
Oh, you know, good point. Actually, I really like Tim Curry.
But anyway, I fucking love Tim Curry, and I think his It was really, or his Pennywise rather was really fantastic. It was the rest of that movie that was kind of weird.
Tim Curry
kind of meh.
Tim, yeah. So what's your rating on it?
We're talking about the new one.
This one to me, I mean, four and a half. I mean, thing was really kind of above and beyond the Call of Duty for this fucking story.
So I bring this up, but awesome. Before you start, I wanted two things. Is one, Tim Curry, who was the guy in the original. Uh-huh. He played a better creepy character than anybody. Doesn't matter the type of creepy or the type of evil. I think he did it better, pretty much than more than anybody.
Yeah,
there's very few people.
He creeped me out in Home Alone too.
I think there's very few people who could just naturally creep you out by saying hello.
Well, I want to throw this out because
there's one other thing.
I get what you're going at, and that's what I want to address. Get there, hurry up.
I was going to say.
Why are you taking so long?
I wanted to see what your guys' opinion was comparing both Pennywises.
Well, that's where I'm going to get to. We've already done, we did actually this guy's name, Bill Skarsgård is who played the new Pennywise. He actually is related to Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood. We already did a show with him, or the one that, God damn it, why am I drawing a blank on? I got to pull this thing up. It was one of the shows that I actually kind of liked. Why the hell isn't the first
with time? Alexander or Bill?
Yeah, with Bill.
Hemlock Grove?
Yes, Hemlock Grove. He played the vampire guy in there.
That was the Netflix one?
Yeah. And we did this like pretty close to a year ago. And he played kind of a creepy character in this one, in that one as well. So I actually think I enjoyed his Pennywise more than Tim Curry's.
So is he like the new...
I absolutely did.
So for him, like, creepiness factor and career factor, he hasn't quite had the career Tim Curry has. Could he be the new Tim Curry the creepiness factor?
To me, it was a lot better, though. It was a lot better. I mean, you know, forget about comparing him to Tim Curry. You know, I mean, it was definitely a creepier thing. But it really is creepier than Tim Curry. But
well, I'll put it this way:
it was better that he was unknown. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
That I didn't know anything about this dude.
Well, what was
the makeup in this thing was just bloody amazing.
So, on the presentation of the character itself, what was the difference in the creepy factor?
I'll go with this one. I would say Bill Skarsgård's Pennywise was more animated than Tim Curry's, and Tim Curry's was more of a
like malevolent.
Yeah, I would say a malevolent creepy factor. Ryan,
this one, I mean, it's the same character.
It is.
So it's almost hard to compare how they were trying to play it. They were both trying to play creepy. What it comes down to me, I guess, for is probably the makeup and the voice. You both put enough creepy into it, for sure. But yeah. Tim Curry was dealing with, you know, literally some face paint, and they went all out with some crazy prosthetics with this one.
Yeah, they did. They actually did a great job on it. And there was a lot of people giving him shit for his little dancing thing. Well, I thought it was fun.
Oh, that
I enjoyed
it. My favorite part.
Yeah. Like, why are people so pissed off?
It was legit creepy.
Yeah.
Everything he did was legit creepy.
So a little bit of a spoiler alert. Of course, if you're watching this show, you obviously know that. So what was his dancing?
It was just kind of like a little shuffle thing, but it was in
throughout the movie.
It was just one part.
Oh, okay,
but
the whole thing is psychological warfare.
Yeah,
you know, to these kids. So him doing the dancing thing was just another layer on the creep factor.
Yeah. Okay. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Then there was at least a reason behind the dance.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, it was just like, holy shit, that's creepy.
Yeah, so I would say it would be like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, how everything he did had a reason to add a twist or a depth to the character.
As Ryan said, and this is what I'll explain to you since you haven't seen it, is that it was psychological warfare. So he did a different thing to each kid based on their own personality. Like, they didn't realize that they were all seeing Pennywise until they kind of started like being like, this kind of happened. Oh, that happened to me too. Did you see this type thing? So
and then
when
some of them seen it, and then they get really fucked with. Man, some of those
so
kids are going to be scared.
Just messing with their own mind, so they're not sure that everyone's seeing this clown, and they're not sure that everyone's seeing these weird things happening. They think it's only them. Like, there's one scene where the girl's in the bath, room, and the whole thing gets covered in blood, and she thinks she's the only one that can see it. And then the other kids come in, and she's like, you can see this? And they're like, yeah, we can see it. Let's help you clean it up type thing. And that's kind of like where the bonding, and they're like, we all kind of mesh and become our own little team, and we can take this thing on together.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, man. I am such a sucker for the kids in the town realize something's going on and it's up to them to stop it. Now, fun fact about this, actually, which I didn't realize, I was reading some stuff on it before this. The Duffer Brothers, okay, originally were vying to get this as their next project. The studio didn't want them to do it because they were inexperienced. So, to me, in my mind, the way I interpret this, in a real fuck you move, they go on to make Stranger Things and like $10 billion.
Yeah. Which I
so like, oh, we don't have enough experience. We're gonna bank off the 82 and send this out to the ether. We're just gonna do our own thing and have it be better than yours.
Yeah, I gotta throw it out to them. Stranger Things is amazing.
They could put it's Pennywise amazing. In and they that stole theory, one so of the actors. Surprise me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So final point and then rating.
All right. All in all, I think if I had a choice between showing somebody, introducing them to the It basically franchise, because it kind of basically is, I would show them this one over the original.
Why?
Just because I think, as Ryan said, they were able to kind of basically take the concept and refine it this round. I mean, there is
a lot of
good stuff with the original one, and you can show them that one. But I think I was going to, if it was somebody who hadn't seen it or doesn't know anything about it, I would have them watch this one first.
So they're already, so kind of the way I'm interpreting it is they did the first one. They already kind of know how to do it. So they basically take that one and then make something new.
Yeah. And I would say on this factor, I know Stephen King did have some influence in this one. It's not even like what he did with The Shining, where Kubrick put out the amazing one, then he put out a shit one. I think they're both really good. I just think this one is more refined.
And rating?
I'm sticking with a 4.
4.5 or 4?
I'd stick with a 4.
Ryan, final point and
rating. Sticking with the 4.5 is a damn near a perfect movie for what it is. You know what I mean? For a horror movie to be this good, like a good movie, not just, a bunch of people died and I got some jump scares. I mean, 32 years old, and I was like legit creeped out. Like, damn, that's good.
You know? I don't get why you get creeped out by this one, right?
So next,
Well, let me point out that I'm not by creeped out. I'm not like old scary movie. You know, I'm a fucking adult. I can understand a movie, but like, wow, that's creepy. You know what I mean? Just I can recognize those moments. It's just like, damn, that's good. The kids were freaking amazing. And
yeah, they were.
It totally sells the whole movie. And like James said, I mean, just spit and polish on every gear in this movie.
Yeah. So to me, that's the best analogy I could really compare this to would be like, say, like a wrestling match. Is a bad WWE match is like high school drama, where a really good match, you fall in love with it. So it's the small movies or a wrestling match. And my description was the one you want. You want a movie that you have the tiny moments of suspending your disbelief and to acknowledge, wow, that creeped me out.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the way I'm taking it. To the Ryan's description would be like, this is a movie worth watching, because you're actually gonna like not think about, okay, I see this. There's the plot hole. There's this. What are they gonna do on this end?
It definitely wasn't that. I wasn't picking apart shit. I was just like, damn, creepy.
Because I do that with every movie, like so much so at this point, I actually have to keep my mouth shut while watching movies around my wife.
Yeah, I know. I'm always the guy like, well, why would you do? Come on, what are you? Yeah.
And then you get the elbow and the ribs. Ladies and gentlemen, next up is Lore Season 1, Episode 1. So, James, batter up.
I don't think Ryan's watched this one either, but Amber has. That's his significant better
yeah,
other.
Yeah, she... yeah, and the better half was digging it.
This one, it's based off of a podcast that's been out for a while. And according to what I've heard, it's basically... the podcast just put on to animation with some kind of mediocre actors. There's a couple actors that I actually recognize. So, one of them was from Band of Brothers.
So was this
in like the third episode?
So this is a story based podcast.
Yes, this is actually okay. A podcast based off of, as the title says, lore. So things in the history. So it's kind of like a history lesson mixed in with
mythology.
Mythology and what people believed at the time. This first episode called They Made a Tonic is about basically people getting sick in the 1800s and the methods that they used to basically confirm if somebody's dead. There were different tactics that they would use. There were some where they would take a needle and shove it under the toenail to see if there's a reaction, cut their feet. There was also other techniques where they would take basically it's kind of like a winder, but it's got blades in it, and it would just basically cut into you. And if you reacted, they would assume that you're still alive.
So if you get punched in the face on any of these, they know you're there.
Yeah. So that's basically what the first episode was about. I actually think it's an interesting show. I'm actually kind of impressed that the guy who put it out as a podcast actually got picked up by Amazon and is actually making a good profit off of this.
Do you think there's going to be a second season?
I think there will. I think they're going to keep it for a while.
See, the thing I like so far about Amazon the thing I like about Amazon a lot more than Netflix is Amazon seems not to be hedging their bets as much as Netflix. So they'll just say, okay, here's 3 or 4 episodes of this. If you like it, we'll make more. If not, well, this is all you're going to get. I like that approach to filmmaking because, as in like The Tick, you're going to get something that's good, where Netflix will say, get lost.
Well, the thing about...
They both take their chances equally, but I'm just kind of thrilled that podcasting and something like that is taken off, because it's almost brought back kind of the old school theater of the mind. I mean, huddling around the radio, listening to, you know, Little Orphan Annie or what have you. It's a unique platform to do those things on, and you realize that people have tuned in to these really long form storytelling type of things. I call it, you know, Radio Lab, or
hold on.
Podcast on the Left, or My Favorite Murder. I mean, there's a lot of content,
or Real Flix Reviews
digging into.
So hold on, just one
podcast. There are we have a fucking podcast.
Yeah. So one second. Ryan, one of the things Ryan's talking about, if you look on the internet, it's called Old Time Radio. Go to internetarchives.org, type in Old Time Radio. The most famous one that I'm aware of, there's a couple, but the one most people heard of is Dragnet. It's with Jack Webb. Check it out. You'll see far as what Ryan's talking about on Radio of the Mind.
You're not even going to throw in any of the Western ones? There's a ton of Westerns that were...
Yeah, but most of them...
Well,
if you want to go Western, there's Tales of the Texas Rangers, there's Gunsmoke, you want a comedy, there's Fibbergee and Molly, which is one of, I think, was one of the biggest ones. I just didn't want to get down the rabbit hole.
Wasn't that a radio show?
Yeah, and then there was the Silver, whatever, God.
The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger, thank you.
Lone Ranger, right.
Dragnet is the one that is...
It's a new form that people are getting back into. I mean, just this sort of digital radio.
Yeah.
You know, the on your way to work or at the gym. I mean, but taking those stories and doing something a little, just throwing a little bit of, they don't need that much money. You know, so I think places like Amazon and Netflix are taking these really awesome chances, and it's gonna get us back to good stories. You know, not just cookie cutter shit.
I completely agree. That's one of the reasons I really love what Amazon's doing, because I think they're willing to take more of a chance, because realistically, who's going to take a chance on a podcast? I mean, even if it gets a huge audience, that may not necessarily translate to from audio to a video. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you can catch us on Facebook.com/RealFlixReviews. You can also catch us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and more. So we have some movie news today. The first official Deadpool 2 poster is released.
Yeah.
It's Deadpool in front and Ryan Reynolds Deadpool in the back. I think that's what that is. That's what it looks like. Which is cool. Have you guys watched any of the new Star Trek Discovery?
Yes.
That seems... Nope. Have you, Ryan? I haven't had a chance.
No. Nope.
That seems to be hitting it big, which is interesting because it's not on traditional mediums at all. It's online only, and I think you have to have a pass for CBS to watch it, unless you watch in another means.
I'm not saying shit. I actually really dig it. It's actually vastly becoming one of my favorite Star Treks.
Because that's something I do want to watch, which I'm looking forward to. And another piece of interesting news, and I'm waiting to see what they do with it. Amazon, it was just announced yesterday, apparently bought or won the rights to Lord of the Rings. From what I've heard, it will be covering everything that Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings won't cover, which
is actually quite a bit.
Yeah, but
so
yes
second,
and no.
Wasn't it Tolkien's son who didn't want Jackson to use like the Silmarillion and all of the extra works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is he allowing Amazon to do
that's
that?
What I'm wondering. Is Silmarillion going to be involved?
See, this is the thing. I haven't read more into it. I've read a couple of stories, and all of them were just basically the basic announcements of it.
All right. Is Sean Bean going to be involved?
For a short while.
I fucking hope so.
For like an episode.
So I'm kind of hoping, I don't know how well they do, I'd love for them to tell the whole story. I mean, because you've got Peter Jackson's, but this would allow you to go in depth a little bit more and cut. I don't know. I'd love to see it. My main question is the telling of Aragorn. How are they going to do that? Because the main differences between the book and the movie is where he got the sword. And where he gets the sword is extremely important to that character. And that's the one part that really bugs me about the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, have some random lady throw it at him.
Here, catch!
I just wanted a fish. I was only here to catch a fish, not a sword, you damn woman. I'm the king. Damn it! Again!
And Thor Ragnarok is still number one in the box office or really high up. I want to see it, but I'll probably wait till it's on VHS, DVD. Name your medium.
Fucking awesome.
So is it worth seeing in theaters? Not that I'm actually going to get a chance to.
Oh, shit, yeah. It's fucking cool as shit. It's a fun damn movie.
That's awesome. And in a piece of movie news that I actually found on Sunday, I thought it was interesting. In 2002, there was going to be a Return to Castle Wolfenstein film. Now, apparently, the last thing, according to Wikipedia, on November 2nd, 2012, Roger Avery has signed on to write and direct the film. I find this interesting because it would be another movie killing Nazis.
So, but...
But the thing with Wolfenstein, it's always gone more... depending on which game you're talking about, more into the mysticism thing they were into, which
well,
is what
yeah,
I want to see.
Supernatural. It's a total supernatural story. You can't separate the two.
And that's what I'd love to see, because you have Inglourious Basterds, you have other movies, but I want to see one that's a dark, gritty film that's more realistic in that world, talking about the mysticism they were getting to. I think that would be kind of a
cool. You said this was Roger Avery, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the same dude that did Beowulf.
Really?
So, yeah. He's one of the writers of fucking Pulp Fiction.
Now, the last time, this is on 2012, so I didn't actually look it up. I don't know if this is in development hell. I don't know if he's still involved in it, but it gave me hope. I haven't played the latest release of Wolfenstein. The previous one was fun. Didn't get to finish it. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm for anything that's going to tell, you know, more Nazi killing stuff, honestly. Hey.
You might just get Das Bucha.
So, Murder on the Orient Express and Daddy's Home 2 battle for box office behind Thor. I really want to see Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah, me and the old lady are going to see this weekend.
And I didn't know Daddy's Home had a sequel.
I did. I didn't care. No, that's all they, I got to say.
I just want to know, why did they make a sequel? Was the first one that
I don't know.
Good?
So, speaking of sequels.
Because fucking Mark Wahlberg and then Will Ferrell together are comedy gold. The first one was funny. I really don't have interest in watching the second one because I know it's just going to be insane. But them and other guys, they're going to make 35 movies together and I'll watch all of them.
So, Universal's Illumination Entertainment, you know, the ones that put out Despicable Me. I just want to know why they're doing the Super Mario Brothers. Can somebody explain that to me? Is there some person from our era who remembers the crappy one from the Saturday morning?
I miss
like,
you,
chomping
Bob,
at the bit for this.
I really miss Bob. This is just makes me miss one of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
Bob Hoskins, I know. I was just going to say, I'm still scarred for life from Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
Why say that? Why bring that up? Let the guy rest in peace, dude. Every single time you say that, he farts in his grave.
Hey, look, he will forever be Shmee, okay?
I agree. There is no better Shmee but
and
him.
He'll be Shmee and Eddie Valiant.
Yep.
And you're going to add it to the ridiculous pile. Kind of a great way to end the show. Almost. A new Red Sonja is being fast-tracked, and everybody wondered, what?
I heard about this.
It's kind of obscure for our generation, and that's when it came out.
It's obscure for our generation?
I don't know a whole lot of people that saw Red Sonja, at least that admit to it.
I don't know. I'm 100%.
You have, Ryan. Shut the hell up.
Even had the golden child in there.
Yeah. You know, I guess, are they going to read? Well, they did do, didn't they? What was that, 5 years ago they did Conan again? Was that five years ago?
Oh, more than that.
Anyways, but I mean, the Conan didn't that got put out wasn't bad, but it was like, why? It was unnecessary. Are they doing another 2000 BC or some shit too?
I honestly, I don't see it. I like Red Sonja.
I'm just wondering how you replaced Brigitte Nielsen.
I don't know. I mean, are they pulling some MMA out there? Is Gina coming up?
I don't think Gina Carano's tall enough.
No, I don't think Ronda Rousey is either. She's shorter than Gina.
And I don't think she's built enough, far as muscle-wise.
But even the original Red Sonja wasn't that built. I mean, neither was Lucy Lawless.
This is true. It's yeah.
So, I mean...
I just don't get it.
I don't know.
In the world of like female empowerment movies, I don't see how this would add anything to it. Wonder Woman does. Great, strong female character. Matter of fact, even the actress is pretty badass.
Yeah, they had to go for an Israeli to find one.
I don't understand Red Sonja. I mean, because everything I've seen in the comic book, she's an MMO character. She's basically half naked armor killing people.
Yeah.
It's a guy movie, so I don't know. I'm not interested in it. I didn't like the original one that much, and
I didn't
it was entertaining.
Either. I really didn't like any of the Conans either.
Yeah.
I liked the Conans because they're mindless entertainment. The first one's better, though.
Well, you own Beastmaster, too. Come on.
I'm the wrong person to ask, apparently.
Yeah, don't even bring that up, dude. I mean, of all the ones to pick out of that era, you picked Beastmaster. Are you shitting me?
So,
I mean, he's got his, like, two little fighting sticks that go into his staff. I mean, come on.
And he has his fighting ferrets.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, next week's my pick. And I was thinking, what would be a great movie to break into the start of the holiday season? So, I decided to do Aliens 2. By the way, find that connection. And what's the TV show?
Is Amber nearby?
No.
Damn it. She was supposed to be my backup on this. We were talking about this earlier. Miss Fisher's Murder Series. No, let's do Murdoch Mysteries, Episode 1, Season 1. It's on Netflix.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan gave It 2017 a 4.5 out of 5. James gave it a 4 out of 5. We are doing Aliens. Technically, it's Aliens, but it's Aliens 2.
Yeah.
Well, and true. We're doing...
Murdoch Mysteries, Episode 1, Season 1.
For Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, as always, thank you for listening. Goodbye.